This is Andrew G with the fourth screencast in the Ubuntu month of screencasts. All the screencasts in this month can be downloaded for free at our website, which is screencasts.ubuntu.com. So what makes Ubuntu so special? Why should you be using it? How can it be so different to alternatives like Windows or Mac OS X? You may find the license or end-user license agreement that came with the operating system you've chosen restricts you from doing things. For example, you're not allowed to redistribute most proprietary operating systems such as Windows or Mac OS X. With Ubuntu, you're encouraged to share it as much as possible. Ubuntu is great at running on old hardware. The requirements of it aren't that much. And if Ubuntu is too much for your computer, you could always try Zubuntu. Zubuntu is specifically written to run on older machines that might not be able to cope with a powerful operating system. But don't worry, Ubuntu also runs excellent on high-end hardware too. You may find that your Windows 95, 98, ME, and NT are versions of Windows that are no longer supported by Microsoft. But what does this mean? One, Microsoft will not help you if you have a problem with their operating system. And two, they will not provide updates for security and bugs in the operating system. Ubuntu has LTS versions specifically for computers you want long support for. The normal versions are supported for quite a while too. And as the cost of the operating system is free, you don't need to worry about support. If you get to the end of a support cycle, you can always just easily upgrade to the next version. If you're using Windows, you may be sick of all those viruses that turn up on your computer. Well, with Ubuntu, you'll find none. When using Ubuntu, you may find that you have a computer with all free software on. Ubuntu is free and always remains free. You might find that some third-party software costs money though. Some examples of this include TuxPrint and Cydiga. You may find that when you got Ubuntu, you paid some money. This was likely to cover the cost of the CD or DVD that you received it on. Ubuntu is sponsored by Canonical, but maintained by the community. What does this mean? Well, if Canonical were to go bust, Ubuntu would continue, as there is a vast community who'd be able to maintain it. And finally, you may just prefer the look and feel of the operating system. Thanks for watching. To see more screencasts from the Ubuntu Month of Screencasts, please visit screencasts.ubuntu.com.